Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that this country is sometimes rent by all kinds of conflicts that you wouldn't expect to happen. Given the fact that all sorts of people from the left and the right and the center have gone on from where they used to be to play different roles for different networks. For instance, there once was a conservative congressman from Florida who was considered a rising star in the Republican Party. His name was Joe Scarborough. He went over to MSNBC, where he's become a major success with the Morning Joe program, and even ended up marrying his partner on the Morning Joe program, Mika Brzezinski. In any event, that's happened to a number of people. George Stephanopoulos, of course, was a close and important aide to Bill Clinton, and now on TV, he plays someone who is more moderate, less partisan than he was when he worked for Bill Clinton. You have Chris Matthews. Chris Matthews was the chief aide, the AA is the way they refer to it when you're actually in Congress. But he was the AA, administrative assistant, to Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill. And that was way back in the Reagan era, and then went on to a career at MSNBC. So for some reason, and I don't really understand why, Ronna McDaniel got a job as pretty much as soon as she was driven out of her position as chairman of the Republican National Committee. She is gone because Trump wanted her gone. And so she is now a paid contributor to NBC and MSNBC. But there are colleagues that she works with, most prominently Chuck Todd, who are making a very major deal of the fact that she once worked for Trump and supporting Trump when she was chairman of the Republican National Committee. And in fact, she is now admitted on air that even though she was the chair of the Republican National Committee, she was absolutely forced out by Trump, and it revolved around the GOP debates. Here is what she had to say. Clip 9.
Were you pushed out of your role?
Well, there's no question that as RNC chair, you have to remain neutral. And we had a primary process. And so we did have debates, right? We had debates. And there was tension and a little friction that started during that process. It was well played out in the media. And I knew at that point when I was doing that role and we were going to have debates that when the nominee came forward and it was likely to be President Trump, that they would want to switch. And that's his right as nominee.
And so were you pushed out by him?
He absolutely wanted me to move aside and wanted Michael Whatley and Lara Trump to come in.
And Lara Trump, of course, the president's daughter-in-law, who is now co-chair of the GOP, of the Republican Party. She actually went Ronna McDaniel, and it's Ronna Romney McDaniel, because she is married to one of Mitt Romney's brothers. In any event, she, on Meet the Press, she spoke about January 6th and some of Trump's recent comments on the campaign trail.
I want to be very clear. The violence that happened on January 6th is unacceptable. It doesn't represent our country. It certainly does not represent my party. We should not be attacking the Capitol. We should not be having violence. I said it that day. I put a statement out that day that this is not acceptable. If you attacked our Capitol and you have been, you've been convicted, then that should stay.
So then, but to the question though, do you disagree with Trump saying he's going to free those who've been charged?
I do not think people who committed violent acts on January 6th should be freed.
So you disagree with that? He's been saying that for months. Rana, why not speak out earlier? Why just speak out about that now?
When you're the RNC chair, you kind of take one for the whole team, right? Now I get to be a little bit more myself, right? This is what I believe. I don't think violence should be in our political discourse, Republican or Democrat. And I disagree with that. I agree with him on a whole host of other things. Let's close the border. Let's make sure we have good incomes for people. Let's make sure we do a lot of great things. But on that point, I don't think we should be freeing people who violently attacked Capitol Hill police officers and attacked the Capitol.
And by the way, I do think that this is going to be a vulnerability for President Trump as this campaign continues. Because when President Trump insists that these people were patriots and super patriots, and he begins some of his rallies, do you have that, Jeremy? Because that would be remarkable to play in this context about the disagreement with Ronna McDaniel. And when he was speaking in Dayton, Ohio, before he came up, they announced that they were going to be paying a tribute by playing the national anthem as sung by prisoners who were there for having attacked the Capitol building and attacked Capitol police officers who were described as patriotic hostages. We have that. It's certainly worth listening to because it highlights exactly why some of the people at NBC and MSNBC now seem to be uncomfortable working with Ronna McDaniel, even as a colleague. Chuck Todd spoke to his Meet the Press colleague, Kristen Welker. This is clip 8.
Let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for it. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her? Once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. So what about here? I will say this. I think your interview did a good job of exposing, I think, many of the contradictions. This interview is always going to be looked through the prism of who is she speaking for, right? I think you did everything you could do. You got put into an impossible situation booking this interview, and then all of a sudden the rugs pull out from under you. You find out she's being paid to show up. That's unfortunate for this program, but I am glad you did the best that you could.
This is, I don't know if what you're hearing there is Chuck Todd basically trying to get himself in trouble with NBC. But then Joe Scarborough, also with NBC, had something to say about this. We will get to that coming up on the Michael Medved Show. There is more about reparations. From where? From the city of Boston. And then Kamala Harris speaks out on the potential Israeli offensive in Rafah. An offensive, by the way, which I think that better analysts than Kamala Harris understand is necessary to achieve one of the announced war goals, which is to dismantle Hamas and make sure they don't repeat October 7th. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is breaking news about a very major celebrity. Before we get back to the question of Ronna McDaniel, a former chair of the Republican National Committee, and her current gig, new gig, with NBC News. Sean Diddy Combs, once known as Puff Daddy, and Sean Combs, actor, rapper, music producer, extraordinarily successful and talented guy, by the way. Actually, I saw him on Broadway doing a production of Raisin in the Sun. And guy can act. He has the chops. In any event, he also has homes in L.A. and Miami that were both raided by Homeland Security. Were they looking for classified documents? No, this is part of a sex trafficking probe after a series of lawsuits held up against him. Diddy is 54, facing mounting sexual misconduct lawsuits. Agents descended on his homes in Miami's Star Island and in L.A.'s Holmby Hills. So, again, you hear about Homeland Security or federal authorities going after every home. I think it brings everyone to mind. That's one of the many, many legal difficulties, is the documents that were found, as you'll recall, in the bathroom and elsewhere in President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago, which he's still angry about. In any event, concerning Ronna McDaniel, Joe Scarborough, who also works for NBC News, and as I mentioned, he himself is a former Republican congressman, and by the way, Jeremy and I were both at a CPAC meeting where years ago, and it was, Jeremy, certainly more than 10 years ago, we were at a CPAC meeting where Joe Scarborough was the dinner speaker, and he was terrific. He was electrifying and sounded like the kind of conservative who could actually build the conservative movement. Now, he's not so conservative in the persona that he presents on NBC News. So here is what he had to say about the hiring of Ronna McDaniel directly from her service as chair of the Republican National Committee. Clip 5.
She was on Sunday's Meet the Press. It was her first appearance since NBC News hired her as a political analyst. I know you won't be surprised to know that we've been inundated with calls this weekend, as have most people connected with this network, about NBC's decision to hire her. We learned about the hiring when we read about it in the press on Friday. We weren't asked our opinion of the hiring, but if we were, we would have strongly objected to it for several reasons, including, but not limited to, as lawyers might say, Ms. McDaniel's role in Donald Trump's fake elector scheme and her pressuring election officials to not certify election results while Donald Trump was on the phone.
Okay. Again, whether that should disqualify someone from an appearance on a network where, if nothing else, by the way, MSNBC in the past is one of those cable networks that had taken the risk of actually going all over the board ideologically. Michael Savage, yes, that Michael Savage, used to have a show on MSNBC until he made made an insensitive comment about an AIDS, urging that a caller should get AIDS and die, which, because they were bad live calls at that time. And they also had a short-lived show, and Jeremy, you remember this, for Alan Keyes that they ran on MSNBC. And Alan Keyes, who has not been that much in the news recently, but he ran for Senate 3 times. I actually supported one of his campaigns for Senate.
Attribute this success, attribute this victory for conscience and right to Almighty God.
That was after him finishing 4th, which was obviously a work of Almighty God in the Iowa caucuses, because he ran for president 3 times, he ran for Senate 3 times. He also had a show briefly on MSNBC called Alan Keyes is Making Sense. Seriously, that was the name of the show. This whole idea about disqualifying people from engaging in commentary on cable television based upon positions that they've formally taken, I think it's perfectly legitimate for people on MSNBC or anywhere else where they're going to be interviewing Ronna McDaniel to ask her about her past positions. But to react as if this is somehow profaning a pure and holy shrine, which you don't often find in the news business. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Speaking of I don't think so, social justice leaders in Boston gathered recently to demand, are you ready? $15 billion in reparations for black suffering. This is just in Boston, which of course was a center of the abolition movement. But Boston's People's Reparations Commission were present. And here is the proposal that they had in mind, clip 12A.
We call on the white church in Boston to join us in supporting a black reparations movement.
Standing in solidarity, clergy leaders from across the city of Boston gathered for an interfaith, multiracial meeting at the Resurrection Lutheran Church in Roxbury, Nubian Square. They're here to ask the religious community to atone for black Boston suffering and support black reparations.
And we are coming, as Dr. King said, to get our check.
Organizers from the Boston People's Reparation Commission say they're also following up on their demand on the city of Boston for a $15 billion initial payout to begin the process towards repair and reconciliation to the city's black community.
$5 billion as initial payment around cash payouts, $5 billion around strengthening our financial institutions, creating a new black bank, $5 billion in terms of addressing issues of the education achievement gap between blacks and whites.
Okay, again, what's surprising to me is that this, which was expected to be a huge issue in the presidential election last time in 2020, has been pretty quiet so far this year, but there's more. We will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The trial for former President Trump's New York hush money case is set to start next month. Jury selection is scheduled to begin on April 15th, despite defense attempts to postpone or dismiss the case, which were rejected by the judge. An Israeli delegation has canceled its visit to Washington following the U.S. decision not to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced the decision Monday, stating that the resolution failed to include a condition for the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. The National Park Service is being sued for not accepting cash payments at parks across the U.S. Three people filed a lawsuit earlier this month claiming the Park Service is breaking federal law by not accepting cash for entry to various monuments, parks, and historic sites. The trio filed the lawsuit after their cash was rejected in Arizona, Georgia, and New York. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about a meeting going on in Boston, trying to put on the agenda in Massachusetts, one of the most liberal states in the country, a payment of compensatory money. And that's what they're talking about, because they're mentioning $5 billion here and $5 billion there and a total of $15 billion. And again, Boston is, yes, it's one of the major urban areas in the country, but if we're talking about just the city of Boston, you're talking about an extraordinary amount of money. And a white pastor named John Gibbons, who officiates at the Arlington Street Church, tried to put it in direct terms for the agenda of reparations that he was favoring and proposing. Clip 12B.
In 2022, the Boston City Council and Mayor Michelle Wu offered an official apology for the city's involvement in the transatlantic slave trade. She also launched two task force research teams to study Boston's role in slavery and its long impact on descendants.
So we still suffer from the trauma of those instances, and even today, dealing with racism.
On Saturday, this group called on the white church in Boston to support the black community for its association in slavery.
Today we call upon this city, its financiers, and its white churches to stop the shirking, stop the lying, tell the truth, and pay what is owed.
This also relates to one of the quotes you heard from another reparations advocate there, who said, we're saying what Dr. King said, come and get your check. I don't believe that Dr. King ever said that. And now, if I'm wrong, please write to me and let me know where you can find in some of the inspiring work of Dr. King. I have a whole chapter about Dr. King in my book, God's Hand on America. And he definitely believed that there needed to be special attention to the brutal history of slavery and Jim Crow and segregation and exploitation. And particularly at the end of his life, he was involved with the Poor People's Campaign at the time that he was killed in April of 1968. They were setting up tents in Washington, D.C., and there was a tent city. Now, how ironic today, not as an act of protest, but simply as an act of desperation, there are people, many of them with very, very profound personal problems of addiction and criminality and mental illness who live in their own tent cities. But this idea that Massachusetts is going to be a better, healthier, more life-giving place for people to raise their families if you are handing out money from people with pale complexion to people with darker complexion, based upon history, which in some cases is really very distant. And it's ironic because Massachusetts, again, was William Lloyd Garrison, who was one of the most radical and outspoken and courageous, because it was at the risk of his life. There were abolitionists who were killed, who were murdered, like Elijah Lovejoy, took apart his press that printed his abolitionist newspaper and lynched him. White guy. And William Lloyd Garrison was in Massachusetts. Wendell Phillips was in Massachusetts. These are people who dedicated their lives to extirpating the evils of slavery. Extraordinary. Meanwhile, also on that issue of Ronna McDaniel, there was a note that was posted on X, formerly Twitter. I wonder why she doesn't use Truth Social. Oh, I think I know. Well, why? Who doesn't use Truth Social? It's Lynn Cheney, who served as Wyoming's at-large representative from 2017 to 2023, three terms in the House. She commented on McDaniel's interview on NBC. Ronna facilitated Trump's corrupt, fake elector plot and his effort to pressure MI officials not to certify the legitimate election outcome, she wrote Sunday. MI, I think, meaning Michigan. She spread his lies and called 1-6, legitimate political discourse. That's not taking one for the team. It's enabling criminality and depravity. A point strongly made. Less strongly made, a point from Kamala Harris, who on ABC took it on herself to warn against an Israeli offensive in Rafah, which would be intended on dismantling the final surviving battalions of evil that are pledged to Hamas. And she claims that she knows all about this situation because she's looked at the maps. Listen.
We have been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake. Let me tell you something. I have studied the maps. There's nowhere for those folks to go. And we're looking at about 1.5 million people in Rafah who are there because they were told to go there, most of them. And so we've been very clear that it would be a mistake to move into Rafah with any type of military operation.
A mistake, but would there be consequences if he does move forward?
Well, we're going to take it one step at a time, but we've been very clear in terms of our perspective on whether or not that should happen.
Are you ruling out that there would be consequences from the United States?
I am ruling out nothing.
Because she's vice president and she can't. The United Nations Security Council earlier today adopted a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants, meaning Hamas, and the release of all hostages after the United States abstained from the vote. In other words, this was not our resolution. It was not one that we formally supported, but we allowed it to go forward by abstaining because the United States, being one of the five original powers in the Security Council, China that became a new veto power, a nation in the UN. Meanwhile, because of that vote, and because of the one-sided element of that resolution that was passed, which did not require the release of hostages, but even though it called for the release of hostages, because of that resolution, Benjamin Netanyahu was canceled an Israeli delegation's trip to Washington. We will get to that and to what John Kirby, White House National Security Spokesman, had to say on that issue. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
On the Michael Medved show, John Kirby, Admiral Kirby, weighed in today from the White House. Speaking about the decision by Bibi Netanyahu not to send a special delegation to America to coordinate with our security officials about Israel's plan, which is not a secret. It has been very publicly announced to complete the job of dismantling the Hamas death machine. And to do so in the city of Rafah, where, according to most reports, the surviving Hamas leadership, such as it is, and the hostages are to be found. And the intention, of course, is to save the hostages and to bring the Hamas murderers to justice. John Kirby spoke about the decision not to send the delegation led by former Israel ambassador to the United States, Ron Dermer, who's been a guest on this show many times, to not send that delegation despite the fact that the Biden administration was welcoming it. Here is John Kirby.
We're kind of perplexed by this. A couple of points that need to be stated and, in fact, restated. Number one, it's a non-binding resolution, so there's no impact at all on Israel and Israel's ability to continue to go after Hamas. Number two, as I said in my opening statement, it does not represent a change at all in our policy. It's very consistent with everything that we've been saying we want to get done here. And we get to decide what our policy is. The Prime Minister's office seems to be indicating through public statements that we somehow changed here. We haven't. And we get to decide what our policy is.
Okay, that's we meaning the Joe Biden administration. Look, especially when you're talking about a situation in which American troops are not in any way involved, it does seem that there should be a recognition that when it comes to life and death questions about the survival of the Jewish state and the welfare of Israelis who have been driven from their homes, there are literally 60,000 people who have been evacuated from their homes, particularly in northern Israel, where they're threatened not by Hamas but by Hezbollah. And the importance for Israel and for Israelis and for Jewish people around the world and for friends of Israel around the world of actually settling this war in a definitive way, and making sure that Hamas is not in a position to do what they say they intend to do, which is to repeat October 7th and to multiply its ramifications and costs to Israel, that cannot be allowed to happen. Something else that cannot be allowed to happen is there is a question about should you have a position where the government is involved in correcting misinformation that is deliberately put out through social and other media? Is there an ongoing battle between misinformation and the truth? Leslie Stahl was grilling Jim Jordan of Ohio, congressman, Republican congressman, chairman of the Rules Committee, on the idea of misinformation versus the truth. This is clip 17A.
Congressman Jordan argues that the tech companies shouldn't remove most of what they call misinformation.
I think you let the American people respect the American people, their common sense, to figure out what's accurate, what isn't.
Well, what about this idea that the 2020 election was stolen? You think that these companies should allow people to say that? And individuals can make up their own mind, and that there should be...
I think the American people are smart. Look, I've not said that. What I've said is there were concerns about the 2020 election. I think Americans agree with that.
No, they don't.
You don't think they think there were concerns with the 2020 election?
Most people don't question the result. That's all I'm saying. They don't question whether Biden won or not. Right? Right. Most people don't question the outcome.
Right.
And then there's the question of government involvement, because the question here is, should a private business have the right or feel the responsibility to avoid broadcasting material they know to be untrue? And, of course, a lot of this has to do with information about the pandemic and the dangers and the effectiveness of vaccines and that whole area that is so hotly contested. Here is Leslie Stahl again with Jim Jordan.
There are people who make the accusation that going after these researchers, misinformation researchers, is tantamount to harassment, and that your goal really is to chill the research.
I find that it interesting you use the word chill, because in effect what they're doing is chilling First Amendment free speech rights. When they're working in an effort to censor Americans, that's a chilling impact on speech.
They say what you're doing, they do, is a violation of their First Amendment rights.
So us pointing out, us doing our constitutional duty of oversight of the executive branch, and somehow we're censoring? That makes no sense to me.
We, Americans, we're looking at the same thing and seeing a different truth.
Well, you might see different things. I don't think you can see the different truth, because truth is truth.
Okay. The researchers say they're being chilled. That's their truth.
Yeah.
You're saying they're not. So what's the truth?
They can do their research. God bless them. Do all the research you want. Don't say we think this particular tweet is not true.
Well, that's their First Amendment right to say that.
Well, they can say it, but they can't take it down.
Well, they can take it down, and they don't. They just send their information to the companies.
But when they're coordinating with government, that's a different animal.
Okay. Well, of course, they deny they're coordinating.
We just went round and round.
By the way, I think that Jim Jordan's last point was the most important, is that it's something very different if a private company, someone chooses not to publish an article that's been submitted as an editorial to a newspaper. Someone chooses that, I don't believe this, so I'm not going to publish it or broadcast it. Fine. But if it's the government that is making that decision, that's a real problem under the First Amendment, it seems to me. Not a problem under the First Amendment is a film, and just released on tomorrow, coming up on March 26th. They're doing a DVD release on the film with Anthony Hopkins, Freud's Last Session, from a couple of months ago. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Anthony Hopkins plays Dr. Sigmund Freud during the last days of his life at the very beginning of World War II, who gets a surprise visit from an Oxford Don, C.S. Lewis, played by Matthew Good, as they fiercely debate the existence of God in the audacious and intriguing Freud's Last Session.
Why would you come here to see me if you disagree so passionately with my views?
You've insisted all your life that the very concept of God is ludicrous.
Have you frightened off your professor yet?
That's Freud's daughter, Anna, played by Liv Lisa Fries, who provides some additional background during these long, ferocious debates. Based on a book and a stage play, the movie reveals at the end that Freud and Lewis never actually met. But the world-class acting here and the evocative detail about Freud's home and study in London make you wish that they had and that someone recorded the interchange. As it is, this movie does a better job asking questions than providing answers. Rated PG-13, 3 stars for Freud's Last Session. And on the Michael Medved Show tomorrow, we're going to be talking about a new survey, talking about last sessions. How about the last church service? There is a great and dramatic decline in most religious groups, and this in the season when some are celebrating Ramadan right now. Passover is coming up, and so is Easter. But most people do not attend religious services regularly, with one exception. A group with 67% attendance. We'll get to that. We'll also talk about why it is that so many non-white voters are saying, no, we're not coming out to vote for Joe Biden or the Democrats. We're going to sit this one out. Why? And then the ADL criticizing AOC over her genocide claim.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.